This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. For the third time in roughly a month, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is hospitalized at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, this time for a bladder-related issue. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
Secretary Austin is in the intensive care unit, undergoing a series of tests and evaluations, his doctors say. They say the current bladder issue is not expected to change the anticipated full recovery. It's not clear when he'll be released. Austin has canceled the trip this week to the NATO summit in Brussels. Austin entered the hospital for prostate surgery in late December, returning about a week later due to complications. Austin kept those visits secret for a time from the White House and Congress, and a review of the communication breakdown is under review by Austin's office and the Pentagon Inspector General. Tom Bowman, NPR News.
Former President Donald Trump is asking the Supreme Court to pause an appeals court ruling, rejecting his claim he's immune from prosecution for efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss. Trump's lawyers had indicated they would file an emergency appeal with the court. It comes just days after justices heard arguments over whether Trump should be permitted to remain on the presidential ballot, despite efforts to kick him off for violating a provision of the Constitution that would prevent insurrectionists from running. How quickly the court acts could determine whether Trump could stand trial in a case before the November election. Meanwhile, the fallout from the former president's remarks at a rally, the U.S. should not come to the aid of a NATO ally that fails to meet the bloc's defense spending guidelines, is drawing criticism on the campaign trail. Gavin Jackson with South Carolina Public Radio reports Trump's remaining rival for the GOP nomination, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, sharpened her criticism of Trump during a bus tour today.
Haley told the small crowd at the first of two stops today that Trump, siding with Russian President Vladimir Putin over allies, undermines the NATO security alliance.
This guy's a thug. He invaded a pro-American, freedom-loving country with Ukraine. 500,000 people have died and been wounded because of Putin. And you're going to side with that?
She added that such off-the-cuff remarks have major ramifications.
He just put every military member at risk and every one of our allies at risk. That's the danger.
For NPR News, I'm Gavin Jackson in Lawrence, South Carolina.
President Biden hosted Jordan's King Abdullah at the White House today, the two world leaders discussing efforts to free hostages in Gaza and growing concerns over possible Israeli military actions there. It's the first meeting between the allies since the deaths of three American troops at a U.S. base in Jordan. That attack was blamed on Iran-backed militias, which have also been blamed for other attacks against American forces across the Middle East since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. Stocks held relatively stable today, the broader market staying near record highs. The Dow was up 125 points. The S&P fell 4 points. The Nasdaq was down 48 points today. You're listening to NPR. Israeli forces made the announcement early today they'd rescued two hostages from a guarded apartment building in Gaza. The raid on the building in the city of Rafah freeing the hostages and also resulting in the deaths of at least 67 Palestinians in airstrikes. Israel has described Rafah as the last remaining Hamas stronghold in the region and signaled it may soon begin targeting the area where more than half of Gaza's population of 2.3 million people have fled. The biggest children's hospital in Chicago has been offline for nearly 2 weeks now due to a cybersecurity issue. Kristen Schorsch from member station WBEZ reports how that's frustrating for some parents.
Lurie Children's Hospital is nationally renowned for treating the sickest, most complex kids. On January 31st, Lurie says a criminal threat led the hospital to take down phones, email, the electronic medical record system, and an online portal where families message with doctors. Lurie set up a call center, but the effort hasn't been smooth for everyone. Deborah Land needed a paper order for her daughter to get blood work before an upcoming appointment.
Lurie made a big deal about how this was a service they were providing to the families of patients. It's really a black hole.
She said she left two messages with the call center and showed up to Lurie twice with a note for her daughter's doctor, but wasn't allowed to leave it. A nurse got in touch with Land 5 days after she first called. For NPR News, I'm Kristen Schorsch in Chicago.
Crude oil futures prices, much like some other areas of the market today, showed only modest movement. U.S. crude was up 8 cents a barrel to end the session at $76.92 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Viore, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to viore.com/NPR.